60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But first, I want to apologize if I seem a little tired today.
Oh.
Had a very busy last few days.
Okay, so what did you do, buddy?
Well, I've been making my rap video.
Oh.
And
I don't know how I didn't know that.
Yeah, I know. And I'm 100% serious. If you've seen any of my comedy shows over the past few months, then you know that I've been ending my shows by performing a rap song.
Oh.
And how many of you have seen my stand-up comedy lately? Right. So nobody knows that, basically. And as you know, every good rap video needs to have a scene where a bunch of ladies are dancing on cars. So I wanted to make an offer to Brooke that if you want to dance on top of your Subaru, I'd be more than happy to have you.
I'm
probably going to pass this time.
Oh, okay.
But well, I've always wanted to be a video girl. So
we'll get you in the next one.
Because
I know that's been a big dream of yours.
Well, you know, I haven't actually seen the rap song that he's been performing lately, so I'm not sure if I endorse it yet.
And, of course, I need some big names to make cameos in my video. Mm. That's why I've got Drake making an appearance.
Oh, you do? Wow. Whoa. You just pulled some strings there, or you just called him up on his cell phone?
Well, it's not the rapper. It's this guy, Timothy Drake, who does my taxes. Very good guy. He spits a few verses about W9 forms. It's really good stuff. And I've also reached out to 2 Chainz, but he was busy, so I got his cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Half Chain.
Yeah.
Ooh,
so, should be pretty good. You'll be able to see my video when I do my grand release party.
Ooh, dope.
Oh, wow.
That'll basically just be me sharing a YouTube link on my social media. So, you'll be able to see that.
Just hitting post.
Yeah. All right, let's get into the shock caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock caller this morning. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song or the haiku poem that you want us to read. Text in at 78592. What song or haiku do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked? And Brooke has drawn a name out of that because she had the shock caller last. Who'd you get?
Got myself.
You're yourself today.
Yeah. Bad karma for not agreeing to do that rap video for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Here's the shock caller. While she's putting that on, Jeff, please read Brooke the shock caller question of the day.
Billboard just released their annual list of the top earning musical artists for 2016. The numbers take into account things like total record sales, digital streaming, and concert tickets. And Beyonce was number one by far, earning $62 million last year. Bruce Springsteen was third, making $42.2 million. But the second highest earning musical artist is a famous band that wasn't even in the top 40 last year, but they rose all the way up to take the number two spot, beating out Bruce Springsteen by $100,000. What band was it?
What a weird list. Bruce Springsteen and
so,
Beyonce.
I'm trying to think of people who are touring. It's got to be somebody who is touring. The Backstreet Boys actually come to mind.
Oh, yeah. They had like a.
Oh, yeah. They were touring, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that they were doing huge, huge stadiums, but I think they do a ton of dates, right?
It was like hot last year. That just sprung up out of nowhere. Oh my God, what's that band? They had like 3 singles. We played them.
21 Pilots?
No,
that's a good idea.
That's actually a really good guess, too. I was talking about Fifth Harmony, that girl group.
Mm.
Oh.
There's now only 4 harmonies.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But they
I wouldn't
like
really call them a band, either.
They had like 3 singles, so...
If you call Backstreet Boys a band, then they're just a bunch of singers, right? They're not really...
They dance and
They don't
sing.
Make a band when you just all sing. You're more like a choir, but...
It's like a quartet.
Yeah. But, I like 21 Pilots is not a bad idea.
Do you
think it's like some sort of obscure, like, old rock band? Like, the Rolling Stones happens to be back on it or something, you know?
Yeah, that's what those guys always come back, and then they end up selling out arenas.
Or what if it's like Fish? Because people who go see Fish always go see Fish.
Yeah, but don't they just, like, take their, like, van and go to some weird venue?
I think they're always on tour, too.
They never stop touring.
Well, like, their one song takes an entire tour, an entire concert. Okay, what's another one, guys? Any others?
Chainsmokers?
Those are just two dudes, too, though.
Yeah, but
they drive me nuts.
They will not go away. They are hot.
God, they're such DBs. But I don't think, are they headlining their own thing right now, or are they always just like attached to other people on their shows?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay, I'm either going to go 21 Pilots or Backstreet Boys.
I'd go Backstreet.
Okay, Backstreet's back, all right.
Uh-oh, okay.
Beyoncé easily took the top spot on Billboard's highest earning artist of 2016, raking in $62 million. Bruce Springsteen was third on that list, but the second highest grossing artist brought in $42.3 million last year thanks to an extremely successful reunion tour.
Oh!
Where they brought back original band members like Duff McKagan, Slash, and Axl Rose talking about Guns N' Roses. So we brought in the lyrics to Guns N' Roses' Sweet Child of Mine.
Okay, sing that before you get shocked.
Yeah, I can. I spent enough time in dive bars.
Whenever you're ready.
She's got a smile that it seems to me reminds me of childhood memories where everything was as fresh as a bright blue sky. Now and then I...
It's kind of soothing.
Yeah. I think we've finally found a band that is in your wheelhouse of things to sing. Like, that was pretty good. Moving 92.5.